My name is Shankar and I'm from Mumbai. I live with my wife Esther and my two children. The population of Mumbai is 27 million. It's a city, 27 million people lives in Mumbai. Last week, India surpassed China. So we are now 1.4 billion people. You know, different caste, different community, over 1,600 languages, dialects, you know. I came to Christ, you know, I started following Jesus when I was very young, and there was a reason to follow Christ. I lost my dad when I was 3 years old. And when I was 8, my mom, she abandoned us, my older sister and my younger brother, with uncle and auntie. And I didn't know why she did that. She left us with uncle and auntie. And I can't say my uncle and auntie were not good, but they also had their children. And they had priority for their children. So whatever they used to get, they first provided to their children. My sister, she was 13 and started working. And whatever money she used to clean fish, and whatever money she used to get, she provided, you know, she used to bring food for us. Really had a hard life, you know, during my childhood. Due to financial problem, my sister and my brother, they both left their school. But I had a desire that I wanted to continue my education. And I did my education through Hindi medium. So when English was introduced me when I was in the 10th grade. So when I was in 10th grade, that time I started learning alphabets, A, B, C, D, all those things. So started working when I was 12, cleaning office, cleaning vessel, and whatever money used to get less than $5 a month. I paid for my books, my uniform. One day my sister, she got marriage proposal and she rejected that proposal. And I asked her why you did that. And she said, if I'll get married, so who will take care of you? So she sacrificed her life for us. Slept without food so many times, you know. There was like, used to eat only peanuts, you know, sometime. And that's the only meal for my sister, for me, and my younger brother. 18 years, my uncle and auntie, they used to have a very small house, 10 by 10 square foot, the house they used to have. 17 people used to live there. And 18 years, I slept on the street, 18 years. And Mumbai is the big city, you know. 27 million population, more than 60% of the population that lives in slums. During the rain, I used to fold myself in the plastic and used to outside. Having hard life, you know, like you are struggling for your education, you are struggling to meet your needs, and you know, I was really in a very small age. I was in a depression, you know. Don't see future, you know. I didn't know what I want to do with my life. When I become 16 years old, I came to know about my mom that she married someone. In our culture, like I come from Banjara background, and in our culture, even the women are widow, they cannot marry anyone. It's a shameful thing in our community. So when I came to know about my mom, my friends, my neighbors, they started abusing me, you know, and they started saying, you know, saying me that your mom has done shameful thing and you should die. Having grudges for my mom, you know, bitterness for my mom. And one day, you know, when I was 16, I planned to kill my mom, and then I wanted to finish my life. I was crying at the same street where I used to sleep. You know, I see no hope, you know, nothing. I just wanted to finish my life. I was crying at the same street where I used to sleep, and somebody came and shared me about Jesus. And this friend of mine, he knew about me. He knew about my family, the problem I'm going through. And he shared me, he invited me into church on Sunday. I used to, you know, keep fasting for Hindu God every Monday and every Saturday, you know, but nothing happened in my life. And this friend of mine told me that come to church and, you know, you'll see God will, you know, bring a good thing in your life. That was Thursday. He shared me. And Sunday I went to the church. You know, when I was in the church during the praise and worship, I went inside and I started crying. And I don't know what happened to me. I just literally, you know, I was crying and crying and crying. And I felt such a supernatural power that Jesus came and gave me a tight hug. And he told me that I'm your father and I'm your mother and I will take care of you. And I felt some like heaviness has gone from my heart. You know, I felt such a supernatural power, that peace in my heart. And that day I decided I will follow Jesus. And I started following Jesus. Following Jesus was not easy for me. I come from very religious background. Banjara, they're known as a gypsy. You know, I was in Minnesota last week. And the Roma people in Europe and Banjara in India, they have same DNA. Roma people in Europe, they moved from India somewhere in like 17th century. They have a long history. And I come from this background and, you know, they are over 80 million in India, over 80 million in India. And one of the largest unreached groups. They, you know, when I started following Jesus, my uncle and auntie, now they started abusing me. You know, they used to keep food front of me and used to ask me, you want Jesus or you want food? I told them I want Jesus. I wanted to reach my people. And I gave my life to Christ and I wanted to reach my people. Those Banjara people are very religious, very religious. Over 80 million, as I mentioned, and not even a 0.5% are Christian. They are nomadic, worshipping stone, tree, you know, whatever they have. We have over 33 million gods in India. And those people are, you know, they are very religious. And they still, over 80 million in India, they have their oral language, but they don't have written language yet. They don't have written language. We don't have Bible in our language. So Banjara people in India, they have, you know, such an old community and still they don't have their written language. So they are below poverty in many, many states, not everywhere, but in many states they are below poverty, especially in Mumbai. The slum they live, over 200,000 people lives in one slum called Kafpret in South Mumbai. And I grown up. You know, people that the only income source for them is a fishing dock. And they are working as a daily wages, they don't have a regular job. Their per day income like $3, $4, $5, not more than that. Having family member like 8, 10, 12 people in their family. That's the only income that they provide their need. They provide their need through that income. They are one of the largest illiterate group, and they don't provide education to their children. The reason is that they don't have much income. So either if they have sufficient or if they have any saving, they will provide education to their boys, but not girls. So we are male dominating community. So they take their girls along with them to work, you know, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. So they feel that girls are like a burden for them. You know, they are burdened. They have to save money for their marriage. And they take those girls along with them. Many difficulties, many problems, you know, and then God called me to reach my own people. And when I came to Christ, I started praying, Lord, you know, use me. I want to use by you, O Lord, and help me to share the good news to my people. I started working among them. It was not easy. When I first, you know, started sharing with my friends and my neighborhood, my friends, some of them of my age, they accepted and they started following Jesus with me. But I really had a hard time with the older people, you know, that the other people. So when I started, okay, Jesus loves you. They told me, don't come here. We don't want to hear about Jesus. If you come here, we'll kill you. And we prayed. We started praying. A couple of our young people, they started praying, Lord, we want to share you to the people. Many people in India, especially our people, they don't know who is Jesus. In villages, remote area, you know, once I still remember, I was in a village in Karnataka, one of the south part, and I was sharing, you know, I went there, I wanted to, you know, share Jesus to them. So I was sharing about Jesus. So this couple, they are thinking that Jesus is a kind of a cold drink or, you know, any kind of drink I'm offering them. I told them, no, Jesus is God. He wants to save your life. And he wants to, you know, he wants to give you salvation. And he wants to change your life. So we started praying. And God gave us breakthrough in 2001. We prayed for 2-3 years. God provided some resources. And we began with the school. That was need of our community. We invited 50 children. And started giving free education and free meal. That's the only meal sometimes children used to have. Both parents, the you know, husband and wife, they'd go to work and they keep their children at home. Older one taking care of the younger one, you know, without food because they want to make money. Sometimes they take their girls along with them. But anyhow, we are able to, you know, start school among the community. And we started that and provided meal, provided education. And at the same time, we got chance to, you know, we communicate with parents. And we got chance to share about Jesus. They asked, you know, why we are doing this. And they asked us, you know, why, you know, we help those children. Why we are providing free education, why we are providing free meal, and God chance to share about Jesus, you know, his love with people. And what happened? Those family, those parents, they started coming to church. They started raising. You believe that almost like past 20 years, you know, in that particular slum, we have baptized more than 2,000 people. You know, that was the first or beginning. We began our ministry with the school education and we started raising those parents, those children for the kingdom of God. And we spread it in 28 states of India. Those children, sometime they started coming to our school in sometime 2001, 2002, 2003. They are the pastors and leaders in our church now, leading the churches. God did amazing work. God, you know, like he wanted to show me that he used everyone, whoever available for him. Whoever say that, Lord, here I am and use me. I feel unworthy, you know, to use by him. Today, we have, you know, almost we have reached more than 10,000 children past 20 years. We still, you know, every year we have 700 to 1,000 children. They are rolling, you know, they are taking part in our educational program, our sports ministry, feeding program. You know, every year we do that. We have reached almost like 20 states of India providing disciple-making program to, you know, many pastors and leaders. More than never expected. Mike was there in India, and we had some of our leader. We bring them together. And, you know, Mike was there and shared, and we took him to see some of the slum where we are working. It's, you know, when I think about gospel, you know, when I think about, you know, that, you know, the why I see my life where I was, sleeping on the street 18 years without home. Have seen poverty, have seen so many problems, slept without food, had a very hard life. And then God, you know, God started using people like this. And I still feel unworthy. I never thought, you know, God could, you know, he would bring me here, you know, to share what God is doing in India, what God is doing in our ministry. I never, ever thought. It's a privilege for me what God is doing in our life and in our ministry. Over 15,000 pastors and house church leaders are involved in our disciple-making program. For me, you know, when I worked up, it's the number sometimes, you know, numbers never makes disciple. But I, you know, it's a kind of a small group. We are involved in a small group house church movement and, you know, Sunday churches. Currently, we are having 63 Sunday churches and over 3,000 house churches, a small group. I started investing in my 45 master trainer. I chose few leader from my church and pastor from other church. I started investing among them. And they chose 15 each of them, 15 local pastor and 10 from their house church leader. Then they chose 15 pastor and 10 from their house church leader. And we are in a fifth generation of leadership, you know, disciple making. God did amazing work. Not only 15,000 pastors and leaders I'm talking about we are providing training, but more than 15,000 people gave their life to Christ. I believe one at a time, because he wants to use each and everyone. He wants to use all of us when we say, Lord, I'm ready. You know, what we see, God can use anybody because of his mercy. You know, greatest joy is being used by God for a greater purpose. We have God for purpose. I do disciple-making program. And when I think about disciple-making program, when I read, you know, Matthew 28, the Great Commission, go and preach the gospel. Baptize them. Make them disciple. Teach them to obey. So, for me, preaching gospel is not disciple making. Disciple making is more than that. You know, it's relational. It's investment. The terms of disciple making is not just, you know, when I invite people, you know, when we do training, introduction, this is not certification program. This is not kind of training, teaching. Disciple making is lifestyle. We live with it. You know, we invest in people's lives. We show what we are, you know. We know in the Bible, Jesus fed 5,000, but he gave his best to 12. You know, it's a who are they that I can invest in their life, because God wants to use you. God wants to use me. God wants to use all of us by giving, by praying, by witnessing someone. Lord, am I available? Lord, can you use me? I started investing, you know, investing among them. Many times I tell my people, you know, for me, success is not what, you know, how wealthy I become. I have bungalow, I have car, you know. I don't find success in that. praise God, you know, when God provides, you know, and, you know, through our resources, we help missions. But I see success when my disciple is doing better than me. No? When he is doing better than me, as Jesus said that you will do more than me what I have done. I believe that he's not talking about miracle. He's not talking about other thing, but he's talking about witnessing and investing in some, you know, in someone. God wants to use us. You know, God has purpose in each one of our life. You know, we in India, we are going through a lot of difficulties. I know if you are watching the news or you are hearing anything about India. India is going through a lot of persecution, Six states in India, they have passed anti-conversion law. We cannot openly preach the gospel. If you preach the gospel, you'll be behind the bar for 3 years and then punishment, you know, then you have to pay penalty like around $1,000 or, you know, $800. They are destroying pastors. They are destroying churches. They are killing them. Many pastors was killed past couple of years, especially in North India. But still, the kingdom of God is growing. You know what I say always? We Indian Christians are like a bed bug. You know bed bug? You kill one, we will multiply. Yes, we will multiply. We don't afraid what's happening. We don't afraid with the persecution. But we want to use by God. Here, Lord, I am here, oh Lord, use me. You know the broken pot? When the pot is, you know, unbroken, you put light inside that it doesn't shine. But the broken pot, and when we put light inside, we see the shine, the light coming outside. The same way, Lord, you know, God wants to use the broken pot. You know, when we say, Lord, I'm ready to use by you, Lord. You know, Romans 6:13 says, you brought from the dead to life, now want to be used by God. God has my life. I whenever I share my story, I get goosebumps. Sometimes I cry, you know. Where I was and where God has brought me today. I see that, you know, the big, you know, big miracle in my life. My life is full of miracle. You know, I started liking girl in my church, my pastor's daughter. Yeah. So I started liking her. I proposed her. And she took time, almost like 6 months, 8 months, she took time. And after 6 months, 8 months, she said yes. And I asked her, should I talk to your mom and dad that I want to marry you? And she told me, okay, you go and ask my parents if you want, you know, you want to marry me. I went to her parents and I told them that I want to marry your daughter. And they said, get lost from here. Yeah, don't show your face. The reason why, he was a pastor, my pastor. The reason is that I come from a very low background. You know, they used to park at the same street where I used to sleep, And Esther's dad, he used to show me that you want to marry this boy sleeping on the street? You want to marry this boy? You don't have anything. You don't have money. I started working in the church as an office boy. I used to get, you know, less than a $20 a month. But I had a desire, Lord, I'm here. I want to do something for you, you know. When Esther's parents told me, get lost from here and don't show your face, even they told me, don't come to this church. They told me, don't leave your faith. You can go any other church. Because my background was so bad, they don't want to give their daughter to me. 3 years. In India, we don't have culture like meeting, dating, phone call, anything. So 3 years, I was in prayer. I prayed, I started, you know, going to same church. Let my ask their parents what they want to say me, let them say. But I started going to same church. We were not able, you know, we were not facing each other for 3 years. If she used to come from one direction, I used to change my direction. No, the kind of relationship, you know. But we prayed. After 3 years, I went to my wife's their parents. And after 3 years, on her birthday, I visited her and asked her, "Do you still like me?" And she said, "Yes, I like you. So should I try again to go to your parents and ask you?" And she said, "Okay, you try this time." And this time when I went there, and they told me that God has changed our heart. And God has spoke to us, you know, before you came, you wanted to come here. Actually, we wanted to come to you and wanted to tell you that we are ready to give you Esther. We are ready to give our daughter to you. Because God does everything. Not that I wanted to marry and, you know, like, you know, what I was and where God has brought me. You know, I never forget. Because this is all because of His mercy, what God has done in my life. Because of His mercy, what He has done in my life. I never forget that, you know, what He has done in my life. I feel like 2 Corinthians 4:1, God in His mercy has given us this ministry. You know, what I'm doing today. 20 states. We began with only one slum in Mumbai, where more than 200,000 people are living. And by God's grace, today we are working in more than 20 states, having over, you know, 15,000 pastors and leaders that are going through the training program, you know, doing disciple making, investing in their life. It's not like a 1 year we have done with 1 year program and we finished. No, we stand with them. We invest, we try to, you know, build a sustainability ministry, how to sustain their ministry, how to reach out the people, how to, you know, how to build the kingdom of God. Ministry is anything you use, any talent. Help someone else in ministry, whether it is church or outside. You know, God has given us a heart. God wants us to help someone, you know, so in someone's life that they can grow. They can see Jesus, you know, and worship His name. Everyone is a minister. Never, you know, everyone is a minister. God has a calling in your life. God has a purpose for all you want to use you. You know, God already knows what wrong we do and mess up. But His mercy, He will use us. God never see, you know, what we have done in our past. You know, if I see my past, I'm unworthy. I still feel the same. I'm not in that great. I am, you know, I'm not very intelligent or very smart. So the way God is using me, I'm unworthy. But still, God using my life, you know. God used Abraham. He was an old man, 90 years old. God used Leah. She was unattracted woman. Gideon, he was poor. Rahab, she was prostitute. Elijah, suicidal attitude. Nehemiah, crying man, depressed husband. John the Baptist, list man. Martha, worried woman. Zacchaeus, unethical. Timothy, timid. Jacob, he was chronic liar. Ran away in difficulties. Joseph was abused. Samson, he was reckless, messed with women. Jonah, fearful, reluctant. Naomi, elderly widow. David, affair with other women and killed. Peter, angry man. Samaritan woman, many marriage failure. Thomas, doubt. Moses, David, Paul, all murderer. But God used everyone. What, you know, every saint has a past, but every sinner has a future. God gave me that future. God used me. God using my people. We are multiplying in India. We are doing, you know, people are, you know, the team is God using people like anything. Never thought that we will reach 15,000 house church leader and pastors. We will establish more than 3,000 house churches in past couple of years. We never thought so many people will follow Christ. You know, during the COVID, I heard many news that, you know, churches are struggling. Many churches in India, they were struggling. God provided generously. We were able to provide 1,500 tons of food over families. 1,500 tons of food over 10,000 families. Believe, we counted over 900 families in our church during the COVID. 900 families in our church. The only thing during the COVID, when people are not, you know, sitting inside, during the COVID, I asked my people, are you available to go and reach out the people? We have seen the COVID was one of the darkest time we have seen in India. People were dying on the street. No oxygen, no food. There was no relief or nothing from the government. They have not even provided a small 1 kg rice or dal, I can say. But the resources God provided, we were able to help so many people. Are we ready to use by God? One at a time, not more than, don't feel that, Lord, I am not talented. I am not able to speak. I cannot do this, I cannot do that. Just say, Lord, I'm here and use me. And He will use each of us that God has done in our life. Amen. Can we all stand and pray? Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to use our life. You know, He is worthy and He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He wants to use His people. Lord, I pray. I ask Your mercy. I ask, O Lord, for each and everyone. I pray for them, O Lord. I pray, Lord, use Your people to glorify Your name, O Lord. Here I am, O Lord. Here I am, O Lord. Help me. Here I am, O Lord. Can you say a small prayer for me? Can you raise your hand on me and pray as our people, they are serving in India. They are working in India. Pray for the persecution, you know, and pray for the God's favor in our life. So can you raise your hand and can you raise your voice and pray for us? Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, and keep continue praying for us. Thank you.